Good morning and welcome to Sports Interview with Ann Liguori on this Saturday morning, June 19. So glad you can join me where I am every Saturday morning right here on 88.3 FM. And remember, we are listener supported. So please donate today by going online at WLIWFM.org or by calling 1-800-262-0717. Last week, what a great week. I played as a celebrity in the BMW Charity Pro-Am, a Corn Ferry tournament in Greenville, South Carolina. And my pro was Austin Eckroat, and it was his first professional tournament. Just an incredible talent and person. He finished in seventh place in his very first tournament. He shot a 5-under on Sunday, 18-under for the championship. Also played with a young man from Ohio named Chase Johnson. And I mean, these two guys are just, they're just so good. I did a practice round with Max McGreevy, who was 6-under. In the final round, climbed up the leaderboard, made it very exciting. He got to 21-under, but he ended up being 6 shots behind the winner, a guy named Mito Pereira of Chile, who shot 7-under for the day and finished at 27-under, 5 shots ahead of Justin Lauer, who finished in second place. Greenville is a great town. If you're a foodie and love art, it's really just such a charming, wonderful town. People are so hospitable, and had a great time at the BMW Charity Pro-Am. This weekend, the 121st U.S. Open Championship at Torrey Pines in San Diego. And I was there in 2008 to cover for WFAN radio, watching Tiger beat Rocco Mediate in a 19-hole playoff to win his third U.S. Open. Tiger forcing that playoff when he drained a 12-footer for birdie on the very last hole in regulation. And then they were tied after an 18-hole playoff on Monday. And then Tiger beat Rocco Mediate with a par on the first extra hole. And he did this, as you all remember who watched, with a torn anterior cruciate ligament in his left leg. Just an incredible effort. And he had knee surgery right after that U.S. Open. So just great memories from covering U.S. Opens there. And this weekend, we're in for another great finish. And this morning, Dr. Jeff Pablarski joins me, a very successful chiropractor in Long Island, and he's been working for the U.S. Open for the past 17 years as head of their wellness program. He's in Torrey Pines all week and will join us this morning to talk about what he and his team do to keep the players strong and fit during a grueling U.S. Open week. And first up on the show, Dr. Stephen Liu, founder and chairman of Form, a wearable therapeutic. So more on that as we go. But don't forget to call in now. We're listener supported. Please donate at WLIWFM.org or call us at 1-800-262-0717. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Ann Liguori, and my guest is Dr. Stephen Liu, the founder and chairman of a company called Form. And Formwear is a transformative solution for daily posture training and lifestyle improvement. Welcome to Sports Interview, Dr. Liu.
Thank you, Ann. Glad to be here.
So tell me about Formwear and how it started.
Well, years ago when my mom was going through cancer therapy, and I would travel with her to the clinic. She would be staying there for 4 to 6 hours. And most of the cancer patients I see, they're very low energy, slouching, because the side effect of chemotherapy really has a dramatic impact on the muscle wasting, especially on the on the intercostal muscles. So they will be in a poor posture position. But I, you know, as an orthopedic surgeon, biomechanic guy, my job was to keep my mother set up straight and manually relay her shoulder or her shoulder back a couple hundred times a day just to get her to set up straighter and breathe better. And my mom is a very fashionable gal, and you know, she doesn't want to look weak, you know, slouching. So, you know, when she passed away, I feel really bad, and I really wanted to help people who are in a similar condition. So I went to the lab and I say, I'm going to develop something that can help everyone without noticing that they're wearing something or they got a gadget or brace. So I finally was able to design something that I can put into normal activewear that make, you know, upon wear, it will transform your body right away, change your, you know, sitting position, standing position, basically change your posture right away. And it does that through muscle engagement, muscle training, without fixing your body, so you can engage in all normal activities.
It's amazing how many of us, you know, are humped over our computers, and you know, the first thing, you know, they say when you go to a chiropractor or anything is just, you know, open up and stretch those shoulders. And it's amazing what a difference it makes if, you know, your posture is proper, and formwear obviously helps you with that daily posture.
Absolutely. And we see that every day, and especially the, you know, it doesn't matter what age group you're in, because we're not used to training our posture. We're not training our posterior muscles, the spine muscles. So we get a lot of tension from the neck. We get a lot of back aches. And what we do today in the formwear is to retrain those muscles actively when you wear it. So when you wear our product, it's training your muscle. It's not fixing your muscle. So make you in a proper alignment so the muscle can work to take the tension off your neck and to build the spine strength. Important for all your daily activities.
This is fascinating and pretty revolutionary. How did you come up with, I mean, the idea is great that, you know, you wanted to help your mother, but talk a little bit about your medical background.
Well, I was trained as an orthopedic sports medicine shoulder surgeon. And I did a lot of research in biomechanics. So I understand the movements of the shoulder, the scapula. And what people don't understand is scapular mobility is what dictates the posture. If you can feel your shoulder blades to move back faster in a posterior means back, inferior means down. If you can move the shoulder blade back and down, you actually have the perfect posture, and the chest will expand, the back muscles will fire, and you're in the best shape that you've ever been. And we don't do that. We go to physical therapy, we go to chiropractic, we do golf fitness, but we only get to do it 1 hour, you know, luckily 2 to 3 times a week. But that's not enough for the muscle memory. The muscle memory requires constant stimulation, constant proprioception. It's like anything you want to do. You want to build a muscle, you got to work on it every day, not just 1 hour a day, a couple times a week. If you don't work on it over the years, you're going to develop a poor habitual posture that's very, very challenging for the body to recover.
What has been some of the feedback from some of the athletes? I know a lot of different athletes in a lot of different sports have been wearing this formwear. What has been the feedback from them?
Well, every athlete has a different problems. Let's just talk about golf and tennis. Golf is a very mechanical sport, and it requires a lot of setup, posture, swinging. So from the golf community, which we have helped for the last few years, a lot of golf was able to travel, to sleep, product. And we never had a golfer that wearing our product have any sort of injury. So we kept them in a proper posture. They're able to train. They can putt better because their shoulder blades are more synchronized and they have less tension on the neck. So they're able to play daily. They can compete. And the best thing is they can travel. A lot of these players, they travel a lot competitively week after week, rounds after round. So they have to recover. The only thing they got is their body. A lot of the recovery product you see out there are jumping. They don't do the entire body alignment. They don't keep the body recovered completely. So what we do is we keep their body in alignment, in good posture, so they can recover best.
Talk a little bit about the product. So we're talking, I know for women, there's a sports bra and then kind of like the leggings. And talk a little bit about what you offer product-wise for the men and women.
So for women, we started out with the Power Bra, which has similar technology, and the legging, which has high waistband for the hips and the lower back. I think the Power Bra we started a few years ago has achieved significant amount of referrals and positivity from women all over the country, not only here, but in Japan as well. We're coming out with a women's tee for the more active women on the golf course and in general. So that's coming out later this month. And we're getting a lot of feedback from the golfer community, the banking community, you know, just the office lady that are used having want to improve their posture, their wellness. And for men's product, we have the tee, has a tensile fabric, we call it the core tee. And then the ace tee is basically a jersey type, anti-wicking type of a product, but the technology is very similar. And men, we're coming out with the pro shorts, which is revolutionary. It's been used by a lot of people in the professional athletic community. What it does is the same thing. It opens up your hip, it fixes your pelvic tilt, which will give you more hip mobility. And the polo golf shirts will come out later this month for the PGA Tour. All the guys are wanting to wear a golf shirt to play golf and, you know, to look better. So those are some of the products that are coming out later this month.
How often do you recommend the players, the athletes wear this? I mean, some of them obviously can wear it all the time, but is there a certain amount of time that you really should wear it so you can improve your posture and everything that goes with it?
Yeah, I think for the muscle memory, the proprioception to come into play, you really need to wear at least four hours a day, you know, travel, driving, what have you. And, you know, a lot of the professional golfers, they use this, and professional athletes, they use for recovery and travel. I don't recommend people wearing this to play because they have a certain feel, but I feel that the training of the muscle will get them to the next level. And a lot of people also wear it for sleep. I recommend a lot of people with, you know, structural problem like cervical spine issues, scoliosis, people with asthma, wear this because it really helps them breathing at night because the diaphragm's down, chest is open. And also they don't develop this poor alignment while sleeping, curled up.
So you recommend wearing it at night and just as you sleep. That's ingenious. I love that idea.
It's a dream tea.
So I know the PGA Tour, Dr. Liu, recently announced the creation of the US-based Form Tour to support PGA Tour Canada members. Talk a little bit about that. You now have your own tour. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. That, you know, we're very lucky because it was brought about by a lot of the players that have been using our product. And because the McKinsey Tour shut down. And so the players actually went to the PGA Tour and said, listen, you ought to talk to Dr. Liu because he's got these products that can really help a lot of players and keep us playing. So we met them, you know, early this year. And it didn't take us a lot of time because we wanted to support a tour that's been shut down. These players really don't have a place to play. And at the end of the day, you know, PGA Canada is almost 85% U.S. players. And it's composed of 26 countries. But we're really helping American players to have a future in the Corn Ferry Tour to get there. And at the same time, allow them to play in the U.S. so the cost is not so high. And they get to travel, they get to see their family. They don't have to get quarantined in Canada. So that was the main purpose. Our mission statement is to help the U.S. players here in our own backyard.
That's amazing. So are the tournaments all over the United States then?
All in the U.S. And focus in the Midwest. We'll have some in the Northeast, but we'll be starting in the Southeast.
I see. And then these players, like the top players then, do they move up to the Corn Ferry? Is that how it works?
Yeah, like the top 25 will then move up to the Korn Ferry Tour.
Awesome. And so are they, they're obviously wearing the product in their training and before they get out and play?
Yes. Well, a lot of them wear it for training. A lot of them are wearing for travel. And those people that are injured with a lot of more structural issue, they'll probably wear it all the time. And some of them wear it at night. So, you know, it really depends. Everybody has their little you know, feel what they need. And so our product is designed for daily wear, travel, office, you know, it's just like a normal tee that you can wear, whatever you want to do. And if you want to wear it to sleep, that's even better. So we have a lot of activities, a lot of differences of their lifestyle that we can do for them. As long as they're up, sitting, sleeping, traveling, our product is there to fix their posture.
So what about the product, the, you know, the fabric and the way it's made, how does it actually accomplish all these amazing benefits?
Well, the technology, it's actually built inside the tee, and it's also built into a bra. For instance, the bra is made of 8 different panels of it as a device, not as a shirt or as a bra. It's a device bra that made of 8 different panels and about 6 different fabrics. So every panel has 2 different fabrics. But at the back of the bra is where the technology really lies in. We built a little tension band that allows the scapula, which is the shoulder blade, to sit in the proper position on the back of your spine. So that allows muscle training and gives you a very quick posture fix. And when you do that, all the tension on the neck disappears. And the spine muscle would have to fire because you're sitting up straighter. The back muscle will support you, open up the spine, gives you a lot of relief on the lower back, but it gives you a lot of relief on the neck tension as well. So that's the idea behind all this, is we want to reverse the technology of bending forward like a fishing pole. You're catching a fish, the lines are just getting pulled forward and our head is very heavy. So we're always in a forward posture, but we want to reverse that. We want let the back muscle to take care of our head without a lot of tension on the.
Talk about some of the athletes that are wearing this. I know I heard Harold Varner III. Is he one of your guys?
He loves the product. We don't have the ability to sponsor a lot of players right now, but we help a lot of players. Harold Varner, there's Gerald Wolf, there's a lot of, Ben On, you know, they all, you know, because of confidentiality, I don't want to say anything about their health, but I think a lot of them require some kind of recovery product and posture product to give them a better alignment. And, you know, we help these players because they have an issue. And, you know, these players are very grateful. Unfortunately, we just don't have the money like Nike's or, you know, Under Armour to have them, to pay them to wear our product. But like I say, we're a medical device. We're not a fitness brand. I really don't care whether they wear on the outside or the inside. As long as we can help them, that's the mission of our company. And we do have a lot of baseball players too, professional baseball player, a baseball team that we help out. And, you know, a lot of these teams are like top notch now, all going for the pennant race. So we help a lot of those teams in the last 2 years as well. And the hockey team that we help also won the Stanley Cup. So we help a lot of teams and players because we want them to stay injury free. Hope that helps.
And your background, I know you were talking about your medical background. How about your golf background? And I understand you have 3 children who played, what, Division I college golf?
4 children.
4?
I have 2 sons that play at Harvard and a daughter that played at Yale. And my youngest daughter, Mika, just graduated and played from Stanford. And she was on the Curtis Cup team in 2016.
Awesome. So it's a golf family.
Well, sports family, but they focus on golf. And, you know, I play golf and, you know, I'm not a great golfer, but I understand biomechanics. And, you know, I try to teach these kids about, you know, being a student athlete is very good for their value, the culture, growing up in a community and as a leader, and understand discipline, motivation. So those are the things I always try to push for the kids growing up, you know, in this country.
As well as good posture and alignment.
you got it, Ann.
Well, listen, continued success with the product. I think it's a great concept, and I'm so delighted to hear about this form tour and what you're doing, you know, for the PGA Tour Canada members and you know, other athletes in this country, and continued success with it. If people want more information, they go to your website, right?
Yeah, www.form.science. And our Instagram is pretty robust. It's @form.science.
We'll definitely follow you on social media. Dr. Stephen Liu, the founder and chairman of Form, the wellness technology company that designs therapeutic wearables to optimize neck and spinal alignment, correct posture, and boosts recovery. It's been a show of wellness during this U.S. Open weekend. And this is perfect for this show and you know, to really emphasize taking care of yourself and good posture and good alignment and how important that is for overall wellness. Thanks so much, Dr. Liu, for being with us.
Thank you, Ann, and good luck this weekend.
Welcome back to Sports Interview with Ann Liguori, and it is my pleasure to say good morning to Dr. Jeff Pawlarski, who has been offering the metropolitan and Long Island area his expertise in chiropractic care and sports medicine for over 20 years, and he's been a longtime friend. Jeff, thanks so much for coming on Sports Interview.
Yeah, always enjoy being on your show, and I'm out here in San Diego, as you know, so we got that three-hour time frame, but excited to be on your show for sure.
So Jeff has been working with United States Golf Association for about 17 years now, running their wellness programs on site. He does not only the U.S. Open, but the Senior Open, the U.S. Amateur. And, you know, people don't realize how much goes into, you know, making sure these players and spectators, right, enjoy a great experience at the U.S. Open. So talk a little bit about the Wellness Center, Jeff.
You know, what I tell people is it's like I'm actually building a medical office at the U.S. Open. You know, when I first got into practice 20 years ago, 25 years ago, what did I have to do? I had to put phone lines, fax lines in, get a TV, get refrigerated, get medical equipment. I'm doing the same thing at the U.S. Open. We have a 12x60 trailer, which is right in the player compound. We were here 3 days before the championship started, and I build a mobile office, you know, providing chiropractic care, physical therapy, massage therapy, athletic training services, you know, and a whole bunch of other things that we give access to the players and the caddies. And they really enjoy the experience because it's right here at the facility. They don't have to seek out anybody outside the gate here at Torrey Pines.
So what would a typical day be for you during tournament week?
Yeah, so the days are pretty exhausting. I get here this morning. I got here at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I leave around 7 o'clock at night. So, you know, you got your 14, 15, 16 hour days. You know, we're advertised to do these treatments 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., but a lot of players and caddies will come in and say, listen, I'm going off at 6 o'clock in the morning, or I'm going off at 7 in the morning. Could you stretch me? Or maybe I have a little injury. Could you, you know, work with me before? And then we come in early, and that's why I'm here at 5 o'clock. As the chairperson, it's my responsibility to be the first one on the golf course, and I'm one of the last ones to leave at night.
So do you have players, Jeff, who visit you every day as part of their fitness routines?
Yeah, sure. We see, you know, we see a large portion of, you know, the amateur golfers, some of the qualifiers, and some of the other players do come to us. You know, we prepare them. You know, we prepare them for the round, or we'll do something after the round as far as recovery. Recovery is a very, very big part of golf performance. They want to come in and recover to get back on the golf course the next day. And that's one of our expertise for sure. Now, what we do tell people too, you know, is that, you know, the top 50, 60 players in the world, a lot of them have their own team that follows them around. Like they'll have a chiropractor or a massage therapist, a nutritionist that follow them from tour stop to tour stop. In fact, some of those doctors and therapists are in a tent right next to my trailer. USGA gives them an opportunity to bring in them, and we help them out. You know, we give them the towels and we gave them water and we gave them some equipment to make their life a little bit easier too. It's funny because I was talking to somebody from London, a therapist who has a couple of players, and he came into my trailer. He's like, "You got all of that equipment? You know, you got Normatex and you got heating devices." And I'm like, "Yeah, well, you know, I drop ship all that stuff," where a lot of those therapists and doctors are on the road 40 weeks out of the year with them. They just travel with a little light portable table, and that's about it. So we assist them too. We make them feel comfortable on the property also.
So give us an idea, if a player visits you before his round, what do you tend to do for that player as opposed to the recovery after they play?
Yeah, that's a great question because, you know, in my early years working with players, I would go into stretching, you know, before a round. I remember working one of the US Opens. I'm not going to mention the player, but I stretched him for about 90 minutes. And I don't know if that was an appropriate thing to do. Stretching before golfing is, according to the experts, is not the best thing to do. You need to activate muscles. So what I would do is I would do more of like a workout with him versus stretch. Like, for instance, the glute muscles, which play a huge factor in golf and lower body stability. We try to activate those glute muscles through exercise. And by the way, all the exercises, so it's kind of like guided exercise prescription, getting them ready, activating those muscles that are really important in the golf swing. And all the exercise we do, by the way, are in 2 seconds. So I don't know if you know anything about a bridge. A bridge is if you lay down on the ground and you would take your lower body and kind of bridge it up like your belly up to the ceiling. You'd hold that for 2 seconds and then drive your gut down into the ground, belly button driving into the ground. And then you'd come back up for 2 seconds. And what that's doing is that's activating the muscle in a 2 second cadence. The golf swing is 2 seconds, right? Why would you want to hold a stretch for 90 seconds? Not appropriate for golf specific warm up. So you're activating muscles. And of course you got to do rotation, which is a big part of golf. So you would activate those muscles that are involved with the rotary aspect of the game. So it's more about activating the muscles than stretching before rounds.
So what other kind of exercises would you do to activate the muscles? It's interesting. I'm hearing this for the first time that stretching isn't as recommended prior to a round as activating the muscles, but maybe it's kind of somewhat similar, no?
Yeah, you know, so stretch, you know, there's all different types of stretching. As you know, I'm doing some work at Bethpage with Kelly Brook there. I'm the golf performance director at Bethpage. And I kind of laugh when I go out to the range because what are most golfers doing? Well, they're going down and touching their toes and holding it for 2 minutes, you know, or they're doing their back extension and holding it for 2 minutes. Again, there's no swing that you're doing for 2 minutes. So I'd rather you see do a back bend and hold for 2 seconds and then repeat the movement over and over again, maybe for about 90 seconds. So always think about golf. The spine is very, very critical. So to answer your question, you'd have to do some activation of the spine. So remember, the spine rotates from right to left. And the spine, like I just said, goes down and touches your toes and does a back extension. So keep it basic with no equipment. Just do some back extensions, but just hold it for 2 seconds. Activate the back, 1, 2, and then release. And then activate it again, 1, 2, like you're looking up towards a ceiling, like you're painting a ceiling as back extension. And if you want to go down and touch your toes, again, only do that for 2 seconds and then come back up again and then repeat it 20 or 30 times. So we have a whole program, by the way. We have a nice 30-minute program to activate all the muscles. You have to activate the shoulders. You have to activate the pecs. you know, the calf muscles and all the big muscle groups that are involved in the golf swing. So again, it's about activating those muscles.
That's fascinating. How about recovery, Jeff? When they come in after, you know, a grueling day on the golf course, what kinds of programs do you put them through with recovery?
Yeah, so our recovery, so we just talked about activation. So I could activate a player in about 30 minutes. The recovery, our average recovery time here in the Wellness Trail is about 2.5 hours. It's a whole different ballgame. So they'll come in and do, you know, potentially, you know, it's what they prefer too. But certainly manual therapy or massage therapy is very, very critical for recovery. So a player will come in, you know, maybe an hour getting a deep tissue massage. Maybe they'll go into the hyperbaric chamber. I know you've seen the hyperbaric chamber in our facility. Maybe they'll go in that for an hour. We also now have Normatec recovery compression boots, which are these boots that the player puts up. It goes all the way up to their groin. What happens is, as these devices are going up into their groin, into the legs, what we do is we compress air into the Normatec compression boot. And that's about a half hour treatment. We put this device on and we compress air in. And what that's doing is, you know, when you become sore after a round, you get a lot of acid that builds up into the muscle. The acid's an enzyme, and that gives you the soreness. So from a recovery standpoint, the quicker we could get that acid and enzyme out of the muscle, you recover faster. So that was Normatec compression. That's just compressing the muscles to try to get those acids and enzymes out, and that accelerates the compression. You know, I'm a chiropractor, so, you know, I'm going to, you know, have to say the number one requested treatment here, whether it's prior to a round or after a round, is the chiropractic adjustment. The players, because they're constantly compressing that spine, what we do is we adjust them to decompress the spine. So that could be both ways. What I do want to tell your viewers here is that I wouldn't massage a player an hour prior to a round. That's probably the worst thing you could do, because they'll be in a sedative mood. You know, they might fall asleep on the second hole.
Like, that that might be good for the type A personalities.
you might be right with that. I do actually an acupressure treatment on the head called omotherapy. That's actually to try to relax the brain. That is something I do. Right, some players come in a little nervous. And we just do a little kind of acupressure type treatment on the skull, just to kind of get them a little quiet down, so their mind's not chattering too much.
This is all fascinating. I really do. It's just what to explain the hyperbaric chamber, because I'm trying to remember where we were when you first had those chambers in your wellness center. How long ago was it, and where was it? Do you remember?
I think it was Erin Hills in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You had come in and so, you know, you breathe 21% oxygen in the air right now. That's what we're all breathing. So someone came up with an idea, is get it. It looks like a torpedo, although it's very spacious, by the way, in the torpedo. That's the chamber. And we put somebody in there and we basically zipper it up. It's airtight. And then we put a compressor on, and the compressor basically is all about pressure. So we're pressurizing the chamber, and that oxygen now gets deep into the lungs. And then what happens is, the more oxygen in your body, has many effects, and certainly recovery is one of them, because inflammation does not like an oxygenated environment. And that's why we do it. Now, to keep it simple for your listeners, you know, God forbid you have a heart attack, what's the first thing they do? They put oxygen on your on your face to get the oxygen in, because they don't want the tissue to die on the heart, right? Or if you ever had a bad burn on your skin, they put you in a hyperbaric chamber, and that revitalizes the tissue and it grows the tissue. So somebody a lot smarter than us came up with the idea, well, let's use this in the athletic world. LeBron James has one in his house. You know, Sidney Crosby uses one. Everybody's using it. I think there's 600 units right now in the NFL as we speak. So they buy them and they keep them in their home. And some of the players actually sleep in them overnight to really hypersaturate their body with oxygen to get as much recovery as they can get in.
And so it really works as far as recovery goes. They bounce back much quicker? Is that the point?
That is the point, yes. Yeah. So these are all recovery tools, whether it's that Normatec or whether it's the hyperbaric or whether it's an adjustment or manual therapy. You know, we have other things too. Like we just brought in a new piece of equipment called a Thermex, which is just a pump that pumps in cold water into an area. So we're dealing with a caddy right now who's got a knee injury. He's coming up to us every day. We put the sleeve on him, and it's just a machine that's pushing cold water into the joint. And ice is always good for inflammation too. So we have that on board this year too, a device called Thermex.
What about CBD? What's your thought on certified, you know, CBD products? Yes. Because a lot of players, I know a lot of amateur players use CBD, and I'm sure a lot of pros use CBD too. In fact, some of the pros are endorsing different brands of CBD, but CBD, you know, that hemp plant, and we're not talking about THC. We're talking about the part of the hemp plant that's healing. What are your thoughts about CBD to fight inflammation and to calm you down a little bit?
Yeah, it's extremely popular. You know, I see it at all these events that we work at. It shows up. So I think it has its place. I think the side effects are minimal. And, you know, it's an herb. You know, there is a thing called, you know, supplements. Supplements are vitamins, minerals, herbs, and botanicals. Botanicals meaning plant products. And CBD is part of it. So it is natural. The side effects are minimal. And I think it's great to use because the opioid addiction crisis, that's sailed. People are just done with that because that has just banged up so many people, especially athletes, you know, getting addicted to the opioid addiction and suicide rates. And oh my God, that's, you're talking about a pandemic or an epidemic. That is, there's several million people. There's several million people dying a year from opioid addictions and overprescribed medication. So I like CBD oil. I love CBD cream. Just get a product that's a reputable product, and I think it has its place, and a lot of people are loving it, including Phil Mickelson.
Right? Well, let's talk about Phil. I'm glad you brought him up. I was about to bring up Phil, obviously becoming the oldest player to win a major championship. I was at the PGA Championship on Kiawa Island at the Ocean Club. And I'm so impressed with, you know, the difference that I saw in Phil. A couple weeks prior, he was saying, I can't sustain my focus. You know, as I get older, I'm having focus issues. He missed more cuts than he made, right? Nobody expected him to win, you know, the way he was playing, let alone go out there and play as well as he did and win the, you know, on the ocean course, a major championship. Yet he looks so calm and just so at ease. Do you think he was using some kind of CBD?
Yeah, well, first of all, I've seen him 5 times this week. You know, Pasqua said hello to him. He looks absolutely fantastic. You know, he's trimmed down. He seems happier than ever. You know, he's just got a bounce to his walk. Yeah, supposedly. So Dave Phillips, I don't know if you know who he is. He's a co-founder of TPI, Titleist Performance Institute.
Sure.
And he works with Phil very closely. They came up with that wellness coffee. I don't know if you've seen that.
Right.
And so he's drinking the wellness coffee. He's fasting like every week and a half. He's not eating anything for 2 days. And yes, he's doing CBD. You know, what the product is, I'm not sure what it is, which one it is, but he's using it. Plus, he's, you know, he got more into the exercise and the stability and mobility. He's working with a guy by the name of Sean Cochran, who's his trainer. And, you know, listen, he's putting everything into his body. And I think he's fantastic for the sport. Listen, when I went to Bethpage after the PGA Championship, I just turned 60. All those 50-year-old guys and girls that are on the driving, they came out, oh, we saw what Phil Mickelson, we kind of know you do something like that. You know, could we work with you? So he was like a poster child for me because I'm into the fitness and I'm into the nutrition and I'm into everything that he's doing. So we're trying to bring some of those concepts right to Long Island, you know, that he's doing here at, you know, in the worldwide, you know, situation, majors, you know, all around the world, they're looking at Phil Mickelson. So his popularity is bigger than ever.
And it's just such an inspiration, as you say, for anybody, you know, over the age of 50 who, you know, he looks better than he's ever looked, right? He's in better shape physically than he's been in. And he's dedicated, as you say, to taking care of his body, to eating right, to training, exercising. It's always been my mentality, Jeff, that, you know, my best years are ahead of me, right? And I always said that. I said that to Billie Jean King when she, you know, a couple years ago, and she had a big birthday, and she's, you know, she really appreciated that, because you have all these sports legends who've had these incredible careers, but you know, they're still talented, they're still ambitious. You just don't turn a switch off because you age. And to see these guys like a Phil, like a Tom Brady. I mean, he mentioned Tom Brady in his press conference earlier in the week. And I really thought that that was a great quote from Phil Mickelson. He said he gets so motivated and so inspired by Tom Brady to see the work that he puts in taking care of himself and eating properly. You know, they were playing Augusta National, and Tom Brady was, you know, got up like hours before everybody else and was in the gym and activating his muscles, as you say.
You know, we always say this to people, you know, there's your chronological age. That's how old you are. So I'm 60. And then there's your biological age. How old do you actually feel? Right. Now, I'm going to be honest. I feel like I'm about 45. I'm still a little active. You know, I'm still out there doing things. And that's a question for everybody. You know, some people I say, well, you're 50. Well, what do you feel? Well, I feel I'm 75. That's certainly not the best answer to hear from people, but I'm sure if you ask that question to Tom Brady, he'd probably say he's about 30. And if you ask that to Phil, he'd probably say he feels like he's in his 32. The other thing I want to just mention about Phil too, is as you probably know, he's got that psoriatic arthritis, which could be very, very debilitating. That actually attacks joints.
Wow.
It create a lot of problems in it. And by the way, that's an inflammatory situation. That's an inflammatory arthritis, psoriatic arthritis. So that diet that he's on is even more crucial, because he wants to tame down the inflammation from that autoimmune disease he has. And I'm giving him even more credit, because he's taking the responsibility. He probably said to him, "Say, listen, this thing could start attacking my joints and it could end my career." And that's even more impressive than his actual game, his golf game, because he's put it in remission, which is great.
That's incredible. And that, do you think that's totally based on his diet, Jeff?
Well, there are foods that create inflammation. So psoriatic arthritis, by the way, is an autoimmune disease, which means your body creates a chemical that goes into joints and makes a lot of inflammation. So you would want to eat foods that actually decrease inflammation. There are foods like ginger or turmeric that reduces inflammation. If you drink a beer, that's going to increase the inflammation. If you have a hamburger, that's going to increase the inflammation. So he's on an anti-inflammatory diet, reducing inflammation, not just for the psoriatic, but for his golf game too. Because what I told you before, when someone comes in with that acid in the enzymes, in the muscles, what is that? That is inflammation. They're inflamed. You feel sore, you're inflamed.
I wonder, I'd love to know what the food group is, you know, that is more anti-inflammatory.
Well, blackberries, blueberries are really, really good. Like I said, turmeric, garlic, omega-3 fatty acids, which are fish, like tofu. Tofu is good, or maybe having a piece of salmon, or maybe having some sushi like 2-3 times a week. It's fantastic. Yeah. I still play basketball. Just a quick story. I play on Thursday nights. If I try to have a sushi meal Thursday afternoon. And if I do, I don't know if it's in my head, but I think it's working. I get out of bed on Friday after I play basketball on Thursday night, because those omega-3s, which are anti-inflammatories, if I don't do that, I have a hard time getting out of bed Friday. My hips hurt, my back hurts. So I'm eating some foods that day to reduce inflammation, and it works for me.
I just love hearing all these things that we should all be doing, you know, to fight aging and to fight inflammation. I know on your website, you have a section, a wellness section that all of us can benefit from, educating ourselves on living a more healthy lifestyle. And you have a, area there called Seven Habits of Healthy Aging. And I printed it out because I just think this is such, you know, so educational, from hormone balance to supplement balance to stress management, reducing stimulant use, regular exercise, obviously, eating frequency, balanced eating, and insulin, high insulin lifestyle habits. So of those categories, you want to talk about a couple of them?
Yeah, well, we got to talk about blood sugar regulation, which I believe is number seven on that. So right now, 10% of Americans are diabetic. So we have 350 million people in America, 35 million have diabetes, which is a blood sugar control problem. The CDC says, by the way, in the next 5 years, that 40% are going to be diabetic. So we're going to go from about 30 million in the U.S. to about 120 million. That have diabetes, and that's, you're at a disadvantage if you're diabetic to heart problems, lung problems, kidney problems. So let's just reverse that into golf. Blood sugar regulation, which means that's your energy level. You don't want to start eating huge meals maybe before you eat, or maybe even eating a meal on the golf course, because your blood sugar will go up, and as quick as it goes up, it crashes, it goes down. So you want to be kind of in a steady state while you're playing golf. So what I'm telling golfers to do is graze all day long on the golf course. Have some blueberries and blackberries, or maybe some organic peanut butter on, you know, Ezekiel bread. And every couple of holes, three or four holes, maybe just nibble on those things just to keep your blood sugar nice and steady, because that's going to control your mood. Versus showing up to the golf course, not eating at all, and then you get to the halfway house and then you have two Gatorades and a hamburger, potato chips, a Snickers bar. Your blood sugar is going to race all the way up. You'll get energy for about 15 minutes. But by the time you're on the 11th hole, your energy levels are going to dip, and that's not controlling your blood sugar. So blood sugar regulation is absolutely key on the golf course and even in just health in general.
Absolutely. It's so important. I notice that all the time. If I eat, I can't eat when I'm playing golf. I mean, first of all, it just makes you feel so full, especially a burger.
Great. Here's the deal. Here's a couple of tips for the golfers. You want to graze all, forget about the golf course, just graze all day long, which means eating like 6-7 small meals a day. And then on the golf course, the hydration. And we tell golfers every time they take a swing, go back to your bag and take an ounce or two of water. So if you shoot an 80, you're going to take 80 ounces of water, and that means you won't be dehydrated. Because like I said before, if you're dehydrated, your performance goes down. You start making bad shots, your muscles don't work well, and your brain doesn't think well too. The decision-making process goes off when you're dehydrated. So go back to the bag every time you take a shot and do the sip of water.
But what, Jeff, I mean, water is not enough a lot of times if you're in real hot and humid conditions. So what supplements do you recommend to add to your water for the hydration issue?
Yeah, that's a good point. So electrolytes. So, you know, electrolytes are minerals, right? So as far as hydration goes, if you just take water and I just put electrolyte tablets in the water, you think that's going to taste good? It's going to taste terrible, right? So, you know, there comes Gatorade now. So Gatorade does have some electrolytes, but unfortunately has a lot of sugar, right? So my point is still drink the water. I still want you to drink the water. I don't want you to add anything into the water, but I want you to eat the rainbow, the color of the rainbow, during your rounds or after your rounds. So that you're back to your blueberries and your blackberries and your raspberries and your cranberries. And if you eat the colors of the rainbow, that will enable you, that gives you the minerals. The minerals, which makes your brain and spinal cord work. Without minerals, it doesn't work. So I want you to do the water, but combine it with the rainbow colors while you're playing golf, and that's going to be a great hydration program there. All right. Now, listen, there is a thing called hydrolytes. You know, just to, I'll plug them. Hydrolytes are is a supplement that you could put in the water that gives you all the minerals too, but it just doesn't taste that good.
All right, let's get back to the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines. Torrey Pines, the South Course, is just a grueling layout. It's playing over 7,652 yards as a par 71. What kinds of What do you think about the golf course, and is, you know, what kind of treatments will you provide for the players that may be different based on this layout, other U.S. Opens?
Sure. Yeah, you know, I whenever I show up to the U.S. Open, I think you know this, I take a golf cart and I just ride around all the holes just to give me a better understanding of the golf course. And it also helps me to prepare treatments for the players and also the caddies. So, listen, like you said, it is the longest course on the PGA Tour, by the way. So this is a long course, which means there's going to be more steps involved. There's going to be more walking involved, and that's going to mean more compression into the body. So the lower extremity is probably going to see more problems with the lower body than the upper body, just from the walking of those 7,600 plus yards. So we're probably going to see a lot of foot ailments. We've already seen a few already. We also have a caddy, I just told you, has a knee problem. And then we'll go into the lower back, the famous lower back, which is the number one problem, not only with golfers, but everybody in the world. So we're prepared. We're prepared for all that. I got all of the blistering agents and pain relieving ointments and all those other things we said, and we're always prepared. And I always go back to that Chambers Bay. I don't know if you remember that
one. Oh, yeah. I was there.
The walk from the green to the tee box was an extra like 5,000 yards. And man, we saw so many injuries because of that additional 5,000 yards of walking.
Unbelievable. So who are you picking this weekend? It's turned out to be an incredible tournament. As you know, it always is. I mean, I was there in 2008 when Tiger Woods beat Rocco Mediate in that sudden death playoff hole after playing 18 holes on Monday. Who are you picking this weekend?
Yes, you know, I'm a big, huge TPI guy, Titleist Performance Institute. So all the TPI boys that train with Greg Rose and Dave Phillips, I'm going with Charlie Hoffman, number one. The reason why I'm going with Charlie is I seen him two times this week with a golf bag on his back running around the course. And I'm like, what is he doing? You know, so he's actually working out with the golf bag on his back. And I saw him run to his car the other day. I'm like, it must be a training technique he's doing. So that's coming back to Bethpage. That's story for sure. So I'm going to put him there. I also saw him on the green. He was putting for about an hour the other day, barefooted. He had all kinds of lasers and all kinds of devices there with his feet, trying to get that ground reaction force and trying to get a better feel of the poana grass on the greens. So anybody that's doing something unusual like that, I'm like, that might mean something down the line. So Charlie Hoffman, number one. I also saw Patrick Cantlay earlier in the week, and then I'm going to go with Adam Scott, and I'll throw in Phil Mickelson, and that will be my super perfecta, those four golfers.
Well, what a great practice you have all these years, and everything you're doing for the USGA, for both the pros and the amateurs. Dr. Jeff Poplarski, always a pleasure to catch up with you, and hope one of your guys wins on Sunday.
Sounds good, Ann. Thanks for your time. Always appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
My thanks to Dr. Jeff Poplarski, to Dr. Stephen Liu, to Delaney Hefner in the studio. And remember, please go online at WLIWFM.org to see samples of our great thank you gifts, or call us at 1-800-262-0717 and donate now. Have your gift count twice during our $50,000 Community Matching Gift Challenge. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Be safe, and I'll talk to you next Saturday morning right here on Sports Interview with Ann Liguori.